In particular, his Sermon on the Mount. Last week, the last couple of weeks, we've heard about the Beatitudes and those that are blessed in the eyes of God, which is quite different than what we expect. Last week, we were challenged with other words. Today, once again, we will be challenged. Hear now the words from Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 38. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone forces you to walk a mile, go the second mile. And if anyone wants to sue you for your coat, give him your cloak as well. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone that wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those that persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise both on the evil and the good, and sends rain on those that are righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward is that? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, then what more are you doing than others? For do not the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I invite the children to head out for Word for the Children out in the comfy chairs. Laurie Hansen is a reader, and they're reading the story, Those Darn Squirrels. Don't you want to go out there and hear that story?
The hardest thing to give away, and the last thing on your mind today, it always goes to those that don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have just to say the word.
This week, again, we've heard about Douglas Garner. He was the man who has been convicted of killing Alvin and Kathy Lickness and their grandson, Nathan. And it gets us in touch with how tragic and how horrible things happen in this world. And we wonder, how could someone do such a horrible thing? Flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's a whisper in your ear saying, set it free. We live in a world that where there's lots of violence, where it seems like the rule of the day is you have to get back when somebody does wrong to you. You have to get revenge. Or as Jesus quotes, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. A world where it seems like so often people resort to violence, not always guns and knives, but so often words and other things, other actions, passive-aggressive things to get back and to try to make things right and to get even. And to this Jesus says, forgive. Forgive. Forgive those that do harm to you. Forgive those that want to take advantage of you. Forgive those that force you to do things that are unfair. Forgive. They are hard words, harsh words, but God's solution is forgiveness. And in particular, his solution is that we forgive each other. If Douglas Garner had known forgiveness and practiced forgiveness, there is no way that he would have done what he did. But I only know what I have heard in the news, but apparently it was a misunderstanding, a dispute, a grudge about how a business deal had gone awry. You've had many things go wrong where you felt wronged. He did too. And there's something about the unforgiveness in his heart that kept going and growing and going and growing and spiraling until he did these atrocious things. To that, Jesus says, forgive. Jesus says to us, when somebody gets under our goat. Is that the saying? Gets under our skin. There we go. That we forgive. When somebody says something hard and harsh and evil and bad, Jesus says, forgive. When somebody hurts us in some way, Jesus says, forgive. And that is not the way of the world, is it? Everywhere you look, there's animosity and anger. There are individuals that hold grudges. Some of you hold grudges, don't you? There are nations that, unless they learn to forgive the atrocities and the harm that's been done to them, it will never stop. There will never be peace. In fact, there is no peace without forgiveness. There's no mercy without forgiveness. There's no grace without forgiveness. There is no love without forgiveness. Jesus' plan, God's plan for the world, is that the world may know forgiveness and practice forgiveness so that the world might know life. And in your own life, you've experienced it too. When somebody's done you wrong, and somehow you found the ability to forgive. We think that forgiveness is about letting the person off the other hook. It's what sets us free to be in relationship, to be about a different way of life than just getting back, just keeping score, and just trying to make things even or fair again. Jesus says, forgive. Why should we do that? How can we do that? Well, this has been God's plan for quite a while. That God would show the world how to forgive. If you look at Jesus' life, his life was a life of forgiveness. And sometimes we wonder, why did Jesus have to die? I think one way of understanding that is that God had to show the depth of God's forgiveness. God forgives us over and over. And it's that forgiveness that gives us the model, that gives us the possibility and the understanding that forgiveness is the way of life. When the world does us wrong, God says, forgive. And the world needs to know that forgiveness is the way of life. How will they know?
The other part of God's plan is that we are the messengers of that forgiveness. At the very end of this gospel, Jesus' admonition is to be perfect, therefore, like your Father in heaven is perfect. You might hear that as, oh good, I'm off the hook because there's no way I can be perfect. And people have read the text this way, is that, oh yeah, this is all an ideal. But if it's about perfection, we recognize it will never be perfect. But the word itself, perfect, in the Greek, actually means the sense of maturing or coming to completion. So I think Jesus is telling us that when we find the ability and practice forgiveness, that we are mature, spiritually mature, we have the wisdom of maturity like God does. Because here's the truth, all those wonderful words we use all the time, grace and mercy and love, they are nothing without God's forgiveness of us. God could not love us without forgiving us. And when we practice forgiveness, then we are mature, we are wise, we are loving, we are, in that sense, godlike. And the Holy Spirit is working through us. And so every time we gather and have confession, forgiveness, then it is an example of God's forgiveness of us. So when we practice forgiveness, we are forgiving like God. When we practice forgiveness, then we are manifesting and passing on the same forgiveness we experienced when we were baptized and the water washed our sins away, and that same washing away of sin is available any time we want to claim it. When we practice forgiveness, we are embodying that living, forgiving God. And this morning, we'll gather around the table and we'll share the body and blood, the bread and the wine, tangible symbols of God's forgiveness, of God's choice to love us in spite of all that we've done. When we practice forgiveness, it's almost like we're giving bread and wine to the world so that they might know that the God of the world is a forgiving, loving, gracious God.
The hardest thing to give away, and the last thing on your mind today, it always goes to those that don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. It takes everything you have just to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness.
It'll
clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. 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 Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness, I want to finally settle free. Show me how to see what your mercy sees. Help me now to give what you gave to me. Forgiveness. 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 Forgiveness.